Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Lately, I'm trying to do something a little bit different to what I've done before, because I'm very conservative and cautious on some things. There are a couple of people that I deal with who have impressed me with some of the things that they're doing, and I don't easily recommend people, but I'm making an effort to recommend some people because I believe that they do good work. I have had bad experiences in the past where I did things with people and they turned on me. There was a time when I tried this stuff in about 2013-2014, where I decided to start recommending people and giving people exposure and publicity via my websites to see what could be done and how it would go. The first person I did this with was a lady who later passed away about a year later. Her name was Adele. Now, with Adele, everything went well until she died. And she died because blacks in the hospital were not doing their job properly, and she ended up dying after she'd been admitted to hospital for problems. But what was really nice about Adele was that in the year that she did stuff for me and she did things on my websites and I paid her a little bit of money, she did fantastic work, and it was really awesome. The work that Adele did for me was among the best work that I've ever had out of anybody. And if it wasn't for her sudden illness and death, it could have carried on for years more. And we were just starting to make good headway. But at the same time, there was another guy in my neighborhood, a guy called Louis. And Louis was doing good stuff on the crime scene. And because crime was getting worse in our neighborhood, I decided to help Louis. At a point, Louis was involved with a group that was doing anti-crime work. And then they kicked Louis off because Louis was also struggling and he was using his crime work to also get work. And what he was doing was people would come to him and ask him for quotes on security stuff, and he would give them quotes and do work. He wouldn't do the work directly. He would get somebody else to come and install something or set something up. But he was doing it based on crime stuff. And then they didn't like him doing that, and they kicked him off. But he was doing such good work, and he was sending out so much good information that I decided to help him. So I said to him that I can set him up via my websites, but he also used to have access to a mailing list that belonged to this group. And I suggested to him that I will crib the entire group. I'll grab all their details and I'll set him up so that he can invite these people onto his own group. And I told him I'd set him up so that he can do things for himself. And he can run his own group, get new people coming on board, and so he'll have his own personal mailing list. Then he can build up his own mailing list, and I'd give him access to my websites. And on my websites, I'd promote him as my crime expert. And so with that, I had Louis and Adele helping me on my websites. And for a year, everything went great. It went from strength to strength, having these two whites on board and finally having people working with me. I went from strength to strength, and I was slowly figuring out ways to make little bits of money, and I would pay Adele and then I'd keep a small amount for myself. And as for Louis, he was making money out of doing his normal crime stuff, building up his support base, and getting exposure from my website. And all of this was great, man. This was fantastic. And it showed some potential that if we carried on like this, we could build up something over a couple of years. But the whole thing really fell apart when Adele died. Because the moment Adele died, to my horror, Louis suddenly told me that he wasn't going to post on my websites anymore and that he wanted money from me. And the amount he was demanding was ridiculous compared to the little bit I was earning from my websites. And I even showed him the statistics. I said to him, look, I can't pay you that even if I want to. I just cannot do it. I'm making a fraction of what you're asking me for. And then he went on his way and he stopped supporting me. But I'd also set him up and his mailing list had grown. And he had his own supporters now. So all the things that I'd set up for him for free, he could just walk away now. And here I am stuck. And suddenly I don't have Adele and I don't have Louis. And he's carrying on doing his thing, making money. And he's now spiteful because he now wanted this money from me, which I now can't pay him. And even if I wanted to, I couldn't afford him. So that soured me quite a bit. But Louis had an enemy, and his enemy was a company in the area that did great crime stuff. And I decided, well, if I've lost my one source of fighting crime, I'll fight crime by going to this guy whom he really dislikes, and I'll help his company. So I went to this guy, who much later I discovered was a half-Jew, and I helped him. And it massively helped his company. I got him so many customers. And his company suddenly just exploded in that year. But even though he was running it, even though this half-Jew was running it, he was only the part owner. There was another guy, a Dutch guy, who lived in South Africa, who was the real owner of the actual company. But he let this half-Jew who'd started it, he let him do the day-to-day operations. So when I helped the half-Jew, his company really started taking off, and a year later it was rocking. But again, I didn't charge for anything. I went and did a whole bunch of work for him for nothing, and I used my websites to get them exposure and to get them new customers, and it worked. But I did it because I wanted to fight crime in our area, so I never expected money. What these people later did was they gave me free armed response, which I have to this day. The half-Jew later was approached by a Jewish estate agent who then offered more publicity and he dumped me, but sometime later he was kicked out of the company by the real owner, the Dutch guy. So anyway, so all the Jewish activity came to an end. The Dutch guy remained in charge, and I still get free armed response to this day for the work that I did. And after that year of work, I must tell you, that company exploded in size. They initially only handled a couple of suburbs, but now they're all over the show. They really grew a lot. So that experiment with Adele and Louis and the security company was my first attempt to take my white right stuff and to try and apply it in a business scenario to see if I could get something to work. Because ultimately, we need to be able to function openly and in business, but we're not allowed to do that by the Jews and the blacks. But it showed me that there was potential if you could find talented people and if you could do something, and as long as people worked together. The downside was the behavior of Louis. I'd helped him, I'd set him up, I'd even sorted out things on his laptop. I'd helped him in so many ways so that he could function, and then he knifed me in the back the moment that Adele died. And so that left me quite bitter. As for the stuff that happened with the company, I'm generally still happy because I achieved my original goal, My original goal was to fight crime in my suburb, and it was very successful. And the way that they rewarded me was quite fine. In the end, I've had a nice reward by getting free armed response, which, if I'd had to pay for it now, I wouldn't be able to afford it. So I'm as happy as hell about the setup. But it showed me, all of this showed me, that if whites work together, that things can work. That we just need to get over certain hurdles and things can work. Now, in the intervening time, as I got back onto the internet with my new stuff, with my history reviewed and all that, I've also been watching people and trying to see who you can work with and who you can't work with. Now, the first person that I discovered is the person that I'm going to discuss in this video. And this is a guy who can do legal help. And of all the new people that I've come across, this is the guy that I'm going to promote the most, because I think this guy can help people. But there are other things I've watched and other people I've dealt with. And somebody else also came to me with an idea. And it's an idea that I could have promoted, but I chose not to. When I looked at it much more closely and I studied it, I decided that I feel uncomfortable about promoting this among other whites. There are aspects of this that don't sit well with me. So I'm not going to tell you what it is, and I'm not going to say anything further. But I'm very, very cautious in this regard. I don't have paid advertising on my websites, and of course Google and all that, they removed all advertising for me. And as you know, Google and YouTube, they've fucked whites over, even when whites brought them traffic, even when whites did everything. Because of the Jewish involvement, they come and they fuck you over, and you don't even get a fraction of what you would have got if they'd treated you like everybody else. Whites could easily have taken off in business. All of us could have made a good living, but they come and they stop us from functioning. So Jews do not like the white rights politics, and Jews constantly and even very aggressively seek to demonetize whites. And my goal is to try and see how can we break out of this. Now, in recent times, I've been watching other people and I've been looking at other possibilities, and I will monitor things, and if I feel that something really deserves it, then I will go and I will tell people. There is another guy that I promoted on my websites recently. His name is Dave, and he used to be a neighbor of mine, and like any decent white, he gets thrown out of his job, can't find a job. He used to be a manager at a point in printing. His whole life was about printing presses and printing materials. And now he can't even get any kind of job. But what Dave did was he decided to go and help whites in a white squatter camp. And so I published the details of Dave and the work that he does and the people that he helps and the links to his groups. And I was pleased to see that people are going into his groups and he's continuing with his stuff to try and help whites in this white squatter camp at Bridell. So Dave is now the first person that I've now decided to publicly, of my own accord, give a little bit of publicity and see how that publicity works. Now I'm going to introduce you to the second guy that I'm going to give publicity to, and I'll explain to you what he does. The contact details for both of these guys is below the video. But I want to talk about the guy who does legal stuff. I began investigating him in 2015 as a result of a recommendation by another lady that I know. And her and a friend of hers both spoke highly of this guy that I'm going to refer you to. Now, this guy is a guy who was very wealthy in South Africa in the 1970s, and this guy actually got cheated into bankruptcy by a Jew. He at the time didn't know anything about Jews. He learned about Jews much later. But he went through a process where he had a factory, and a Jew who had had a business in South Africa for decades decided to abandon South Africa. And so he did the Jewish thing, and he engaged in a big fuck over of everybody he was dealing with. So when the Jews need to leave, they fuck you over on a huge scale. And this Jew placed enormous orders with this guy's factory, and normally this guy wouldn't have enough working capital to be able to handle the orders, and he was very dependent on being paid by the Jew. Anyway, he carried out this enormous order, sent it through to the Jew's warehouse, and suddenly the Jew has disappeared, and the Jew can't be contacted, and he discovers later that the Jew has fled to America, and that it's not just him who's been wiped out, that the Jew placed enormous orders with a number of businesses, took all the products that were sent to them, and he didn't even pay his own staff. He packed everything in containers, shipped it to America, and proceeded to disappear off the face of the earth. Suddenly, nobody can find him. No police, no nothing. A classic Jewish trick. This guy, in trying to get his money, he spent a vast amount of money trying to get this Jew, trying to get his money back, and he failed. And he spent so much money on attorneys, and eventually he ran out of money. And now he's bankrupt, he's wiped out, he's spent vast amounts of money on attorneys, got nowhere, and he's on his own. And he learned through this exercise how to do legal stuff himself. Because the law allows you to represent yourself in court. You can represent yourself in any court, even the high court. The law allows for that. But the problem is that most whites don't have the interest and don't have the knowledge in doing this, because it's a complicated process, but it's workable. So I discovered him, and my original interest was in a court case that he'd fought, and I went and I dug a lot into it. I not only spoke to him, but I also went and drew the records of what happened in the court case, and I was very impressed with what this guy did. He's not an attorney, but he learned enough, and he can handle himself anywhere in any court of law. So he does his own thing, and he even chases down Jewish criminals in South Africa. And at a point, he gave me a link to a Jew who was busy cheating people, and I posted the details on my website. The Jew even came back later and threatened me, left a threatening note on my website, but I just ignored it. Anyhow, this guy then went on to explain to me some things about legal stuff and how he can help me and how he helps other people. So in 2017 or so, when that other group here in South Africa threatened me and sent me a legal note regarding my website, that bothered me a lot, and I went to him. And I said to him, how do I fight an organization that's got a membership of 100,000 people, and how am I going to deal with them if they dare to take me to court? So at the time, he gave me a whole bunch of advice, gave me a layout of an affidavit, and then told me the strategy to use to approach this, and I went and I did it. And then, in order to make sure that everything I do is legal and above board, because I already discovered that even what this organization had done in sending me a legal threat, that they had not done their legal stuff properly, and it actually was invalid legally. So this guy said to me, okay, this is how you handle this, and that's how you do that. And later I was quite keen. I wanted to take more people to court, but I've not been able to do anything until now with this latest threat that I had, this Jewish threat of the crimen injuria, the criminal threat. So I went to this guy again, and this was at the time that the policeman visited me, and I needed to get a statement to the policeman by the next day. And this guy helped me out. He wrote up something, I phoned him, I explained the situation to him, and he told me exactly what to write in my statement. And later I even had an advocate and an attorney check it, and they said it's absolutely perfect. And I'm going to be making use of this guy more again. I did also end up using a proper attorney, and I wasn't too impressed with the results, and it cost me money. But I actually found that when comparing this guy to the attorney, this guy actually did a much better job, and I'm going to be using this guy for other things. There is something else that I'm planning as a result of this, and I first want to actually do it, and then I'll explain it to you later when I've done it. But this guy has come through for me again, and I'm very pleased. But most of the stuff that he does is for common people, people who are struggling, and people go to him and they ask him for help. And what he does, what he specializes in, is in preparing the documents that you need for any kind of legal action. And he prepares the documents, he sends you copies of them, and then he tells you what you must put into the documents, because you can then go and write up your story in the remainder of the document, and he'll guide you and he'll tell you, look, what you must do is you must file for this and this and this, and here is the document for it, and that's how you go about it. And off you go and you do it, and you'll find yourself saving yourself vast amounts of money. And so lots of people who can't afford proper attorneys go to him. Now, the whole issue of attorneys and them charging as much as they do, etc., etc., it may seem that I'm taking some food off their table, but I'm afraid that a lot of the stuff that we've become used to, lots of the stuff that we've become used to in this, let's call it, Jewish capitalist world, whether it's South Africa, whether it's America, this thing can't really function. It can't really function, especially when whites want to do their own thing. Jews immediately cut off all monies. And this is also why attorneys are so useless at fighting the Jews. They're totally useless at it, because they themselves don't want to destroy their income. And if they are seen defending people that shouldn't be defended, then you'll see you don't get much joy out of them. There are very, very few who are willing to help you. I'm still busy sorting through those that I know to see who is worth mentioning and who is not worth mentioning. And if I see somebody worth mentioning, I will put out their details. But this particular guy, who's not an attorney, but he can help you and guide you, to me, for people who are struggling, this guy could be very, very valuable. And I myself have used him, and I'm going to use him a lot more. And I decided of my own accord that I'm going to give him a bit of promotion. And I want people to know about him and how you contact him. You just contact him by email. That's the simplest way. And if you need to speak to him, you can ask him for his cell phone number and you can phone him and talk to him. But I want to just give you a bit of background of some of the things that I know that he does for people, because people are struggling. I know that people go to him for anything and he helps them with all of it. I know that people go to him when banks try to seize their property, that kind of thing. I know that people go to him for divorce issues, for child custody issues, etc. He can do all kinds of things. And he can help you with contract stuff, etc., etc. Anything legal, you can go and talk to him about and see what he can do for you. And there are things that he told me in my private discussions with him things he told me about how people were trying various tricks as well with money, with the sales of things. And one of the things that I laughed at was he needed to move some money urgently for a vehicle that he'd bought, and the bank that he was dealing with was buggering him around and wasting time, and it was impacting him. And at a point he got so angry with the bank manager that he said to the bank manager, "If you don't move that money immediately, I'm gonna get you arrested." So the bank, of course, just laughed him off. The bank manager ignored him. And what did he do? He went to the courts, and he knows the process, and he explained to them what was happening and that he wanted a warrant for the arrest of the bank manager. And he got a warrant for the arrest of the bank manager, and he then said to the bank manager, "I have a warrant for your arrest. I can call the police now, and they're going to come and arrest you." And when the bank realized that he had the real documentation, they jumped up and they ran around and they moved his monies immediately. So this guy's been at it for decades, since he was originally fucked over, and he knows all the tricks. So you can see his details, his contact details, on the screen, and he calls himself Fair Civil Law, and he will assist you, because he's been in a situation where he didn't have money left for attorneys, and he needed to save himself, and he learned the hard way. So he has sympathy for people who struggle, and I know he helps people. Sometimes he helps them for free, other times he'll ask them to pay him a bit of money, but he will do what he can for you. So try and be fair with him, he'll try and help you, and you might just get some joy in something that you otherwise might not be able to afford. And if you have any experiences with him, positive or negative, let me know. I know his various foibles, I know his strengths and weaknesses, but I must tell you that when it comes to actual legal stuff, I'm pretty impressed with him, and I will continue to use him for myself. And I thought, let me recommend him to people, especially in these hard times. Maybe he's able to help some of you. And try to pay him a bit of something. Like the rest of us, he's also trying to survive and do things. He does various things, but I think that he really does a good job if you are interested in doing a few things yourself. In my case, for my stuff, I reckoned that legal stuff is stuff that's going to be coming my way. And now, as you can see, even the Jews are at it, and the Jewish organization is after me. But I will do a separate update video on the things that have happened so far, what I've done right, what I've done wrong, and where we stand. I want to see what I can do with time in terms of helping people and in terms of using my websites and my links, and see if I can actually do a few things that make a difference. I'm very much trying to see to it that whites are not victims, that whites are not just always sitting around as victims, that whites can actually hit back when they need to. And I hope that this guy can help some people. So those are his two email addresses, and I look forward to any feedback, good or bad, from anyone who tries to make use of his services. But the bottom line is that you'll be able to get some help in a way that you would not normally be able to afford. And I want to see how things generally go, if there are other people I can recommend. I also later want to see if there's advertising and other stuff I can do. The thing I'm very keen on fighting for is for, let's call it, the normalization of white politics. That we can not only say our say as free speech, which we should be allowed to, but that we can function in areas where they are trying to stop us from functioning, especially business stuff. Because whites are driven out from business, whites are driven out everywhere, and it's very bad, and I'm going to see what I can try and do from my side to try and see if with my little support base, if there's anything we can fight back on and what we can do that can allow us to make progress. I'm sick to death of us being beaten up on and shoved aside and kicked around like dogs, especially by Jewish influences. I'm sick to death of it. And I'm sick of blacks also discriminating against us and shoving us to one side. So I'm trying very much to see what I can do from my side so that we aren't just a bunch of victims and crybabies, and that if people move in and cheat us or fuck us around, that we are not just victims. So you'll get other updates from me later about other things partly related to this. I don't want to discuss some things until I've actually done them. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.